Well, what you have to remember is that the person who does the cutting and who chops the Department of Homeland Security budget is the person who's going to get the blame when something goes wrong. If there's a catastrophic attack, if there's any attack at all, if somebody penetrates airport security, the fingers are going to be pointed at that person. Now, there have been cuts. There have been some reductions. There's been some moving money around on the part of the administration, on the part of the executive branch. But if people think that they're going to come in and slash and burn from the congressional side, it's possible they can do that. Although I think there's a lot of support for Homeland Security. There's a lot of support for keeping it robust. There's a lot of support for continuing to fund it at current levels. And there's a lot of interest in keep getting that money flowing to individual congressional districts, and there always has been. So the impulse is not to make big changes or to make big cuts there.
What significant changes in committee leadership are you hearing about that could have an impact?
Well, the biggest change is going to be in the House Homeland Security Committee itself, where Representative Peter King from New York is in place to take the chairmanship. Peter King has been a chairman of that committee before in 2005 and 2006. It was a very frustrating experience for him, though. He wanted to get an authorization bill, the blueprint for spending and the way that Congress imposes its policy preferences on the executive branch. He could never get that through. He faced a lot of turf war from other chairmen of other committees, and there has never been a Department of Homeland Security authorization bill, although not only he, but Senator Lieberman in the Senate have tried to do that. So we'll see if, as chairman in a new Congress, he can get an overall authorization bill through. But on the other hand, he's going to try to keep money moving to New York. He's always been a very, very strong advocate of robust New York Homeland Security funding, and that may set him up in a conflict with the Southwest border states, notably Arizona and the people who are elected there.
Tell me, David, a little bit about this north-south divide that you see sort of shaping up in the Homeland Security arena.
Right. Well, as I said, New York is always incredibly conscious of Homeland Security and counterterrorism measures and funding. And they have they've complained bitterly when their grant money has been cut. There, no doubt, Peter King is going to try to move money there. He has said, by the way, that he does not plan an all-out assault on the Department of Homeland Security. In fact, in some cases, he thinks that it functions pretty well. So we shouldn't expect that. But he's going to try to move money to New York. But at the same time, there's a tremendous consciousness and a tremendous concern about security along the Southwest border, especially in Arizona. And that was the theme of a lot of the races down in that state. So they're going to try to get money, no doubt, to bolster the border security, to make the walls more stronger or bigger barriers. And to the degree that it's a finite pot, you may see fights over whether the money goes north or the money goes south. Now, if the pot expands for everybody, then there won't be that conflict. But we're in a situation of constrained budget, so we may see a couple of sparks fly there.